Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Well, and before we come to Hannah and her demands, because she's joining us live in the studio in just a moment, we've gone onto the internet and someone said before about Beyonce and her platinum straws is they're actually titanium. Wow. And here is the interesting one. For Beyonce, the serving staff is not to look or speak to her directly.
See, I can't picture Beyonce being that way, though. I don't know. Maybe it's a little Sasha Fierce coming out of me going, you know, defend the Beyonce, defend the queen. I don't know. Maybe, look, has anyone proven that? Like, did she actually insist on it? Do we have a writer, like, from a promoter that can actually say this is what Beyonce insists upon?
We should get onto that. But yeah. Another one of her demands I love is that with these, the reason why she has titanium straws is because she drinks a special alkaline infused water that has to be at 21 degrees, They cost $935 each.
What are they from, the Swedish mountains? Like, do they go to the mountains and cut it out for it?
Like, no, lucky, the mountain lucky we have a celebrity here in studio right now, so we can ask the beautiful Hannah J. Good morning and welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hannah, welcome. Hannah J's our lovely guest for today here on Rise Up. Hannah, you've heard of these celebrity demands that we've been talking about. Beyonce and her titanium stores. She even wants red toilet paper, apparently.
Red toilet paper.
As our resident celebrity spokeswoman. What would your diva demands be if you were to get to that status where you can order alkaline water?
Oh, I'd probably ask for everything in the room to be purple and... No, the look on your face then was like, really?
You're going to paint people's faces purple? It's going to look like Willy Wonka Land or something like that.
Hey. That would be funny.
No. Look, I can't really imagine having demands like that, but I mean... something more simple, like with all the food and things, probably if it could be organic, that's probably as far as I would go.
Yeah. Well, but, that's understandable because that's something that's dietary requirement-wise too.
Absolutely. And organic's so much healthier for you if it wasn't so expensive these days. But you know what? If you're a pop princess, it doesn't matter. If you can afford $935 bottles of alkaline
that's
water...
That's lunch money, yo.
That's crazy.
It's like, says to a hubby, Jay-Z, oh, I need a couple of dollars. Oh, here's a check for $1 million. Okay, thank you. I'm just going to go shopping. So, Hannah J, welcome to Joy 94.9. Thank you so much for coming in and partying breakfast style with us this morning.
Thank you, guys, for having me.
So, you're looking fresh and lovely. Did you just come out of, like, a nightclub singing, or you just look you've stepped out of a magazine?
Yeah, how do you do that? You and I have to talk.
I got up really early.
You are looking fabulous. You'll see some photos up at Rise Up on Joy, by the way. Oh. Now, Hannah, you're an up-and-coming independent artist, I've got to say. You've recently been signed to a label, and you've been a little busy lady because you've been working with one of my favourite R&B artists, Jay Wes. Remember that song, What You Want, back and you had the hand clap thing? Any yes. R&B song that has a hand clap component? Score. They don't make R&B like that nowadays. What was it like working with him?
It was fantastic. I mean, when I first of all, I couldn't believe that I was going to be meeting him, let alone working with him. But the label hooked it up, and when I first met him, he's so tall. I mean, he's very intimidating.
Wow.
He's definitely got that star factor, so... But, I mean, we got into the studio and he was lovely, really nice. You know, we started going through some of his beats, you know, what we wanted to write to, what we wanted to write about. And, I wrote my parts to the song and then, you know, to get a phone call from Jay soon after that.
From
going,
Jay.
I know. I really loving it. I was like, no. This isn't real. Come on.
That's stuff you kind of dream about, don't you? Like someone that you've looked up to and you listen to giving you a call going, yep, love your stuff. I'll put my bit in there. What?
No, I can't believe it.
Now, you've got an EP coming out, which that track's going to be featured on, I believe.
It is. Yeah, and we've done a film clip to that as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was filmed a couple of months ago, I think, which Jay featured in, obviously.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was fantastic.
It's amazing.
Now, girlfriend is jetting off to Miami, I believe, and you're going to work with Kid West, and you're going to work with a writer who's worked with Joss Stone as well.
Mm, he's also my US manager.
Right.
His name's Allison Kendrick. Yeah.
Well, he's so you'll be working with him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's written a few songs for me, and we've co-written, and very, very talented guy.
Wow. Yeah. Well, stay with us, Hannah J. We're going to grill you with a few more questions coming up very shortly. This is Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
More of your favourite shows. Joy 94.9.
We're here with Hannah J, the superstar that she is. She's setting off to Miami, and we're chatting to her about divas, about her career and who she's performed with and where she's performing. You performed at Hisense Arena last year,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Oh, no, that was, I think, in June this year, yeah.
Oh, you will be performing.
Oh, my gosh,
sorry.
We're in 2014, people. So sorry.
She's yes. just caught up.
Thank you,
Happy
Adam.
New Year. Welcome to the future.
I've just stopped partying. So, yeah, last year, June, it was amazing. Like, so big, that arena, and the production and everything that went into it was crazy. Yeah. It's like one of those, you know, it's Miss Universe. It's like that, but for Asia.
Mm. Wow. Miss Universe for Asia.
Yes. Ooh, wow. And
they have enough people to make their own universe.
They do.
It's true.
Now, before we were talking about divas, and we pulled up another one because we love to banter with everyone. And Hannah, what's your take on this? Jordan Sparks, she won't allow makeup artists to touch her face directly.
How does that even work?
How's she going to do your makeup, woman?
Is that like a Qantas flight attendant that just open up their makeup bags and go head first into it like they're smacking into a wall and then go, I'm ready now?
That's how it happens.
That would be easy, wouldn't it? I don't like that one. I
do. Makeup is to be applied with brushes or a sponge. Duh. That's what all makeup gets applied with, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like when
last
I've had,
time I checked, yeah.
When I had my makeup done by a makeup artist, that's what she used. Nothing different to Jordan Sparks.
I mean, they have to touch your face at some point.
Absolutely.
Surely, like, get over it.
Now, JT, Justin Timberlake, he doesn't like to share elevators with random people. His hotel room must have fitted mirrors over the ceiling, on the ceiling over his bed. Well, boyfriend's going to get up to a bit of hanky-panky, isn't he?
I want to see what's going on.
Oh, dear. We all know what that's for. Why else would you have mirrors on the top of your bed? Oh, yeah, hold on. I'm just lying down, having it have pose, you know.
My God, is that a pimple that I can see 4 foot up in the air?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Just have to squeeze that. Yeah, done. Now, back to you, Hannah J. Now, you've said you're going off to Miami to record the rest of your EP. It's been quite a journey for you. How's it been going from a girl group to going solo? Like, it's quite a big progressive journey for you.
Yeah, I mean, when you think back over it, it's been a very long, challenging journey, and I'm glad I went through everything I did with the girl group, and you know, it's a learning experience, and I think I'll be able to cope better now with what I'm doing because of that. So,
and all you can do is keep on going up and up, and it seems like that Miami ahead for you is going to be such a huge, huge part of your career. It's going to like blast you into the stratosphere, as they say, into the celeb sphere.
Hopefully. We'll see. I don't like to get too far ahead of myself, so I'm just going with it, riding the wave, and we'll see.
And
but thank you.
In case anyone listening is following you on Twitter, Hannah J Official is your Twitter.
Yes.
Your nails do look beautiful. You'll have to post we'll have to post a picture on our Facebook, because she did come out of the salon yesterday saying, I'm ready for my interview, and that got me wondering, how do people know what your nails look like if you're on the radio?
That's why I wrote interview, not radio interview.
but your nails do look amazing, so we'll have to take a photo of you and your nails.
I've had some pretty crazy nails, actually. Oh. Much crazier than this.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because a girlfriend likes her nails.
Yeah. Got to have the nails.
Would that be one of your diva requests too, that my nails all have to be perfectly manicured before every concert or before every show?
I would like that, yeah. They probably have to be. Yeah, I have to go and see these girls. They're called the Super Rad Nail Sisters in Brunswick.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, they do the craziest nail art. So you got to check them out. And they've done my nails twice now for, like, photo shoots and videos. And, man, they're amazing.
Check them out. Got to check them out.
Love your mornings. Joy 94.9.
We have Hannah J in the studio with us. Thank you for being with us this morning.
No
Loving having you here.
Thank
so,
you.
So tell us, besides Miami, what What's happening? Like, what else is going on for you? Where next after Miami?
Probably back to Miami, actually.
And there we go. Round trip.
We're just going to see how it goes. You know, we'll probably have a few meetings over there as well with some labels. And yeah, I mean, there's talks about me heading back over to America soon after I get back here, after we do the film clip here. So,
well, you know, when you go back, mm-hmm. if I'm in New York, we got to hook up.
Absolutely.
And we've got to have like a hot dog or something.
Yes. Don't they wrap their hot dogs in bacon or something?
No.
No? Oh, maybe that is that LA?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Someone told me that.
One state does. New York, if you're having the street meat, like off the hot dog carts, no, it's just like a bun and a sausage. It's not that exciting. I shouldn't say that on Joy, should I? A bun and a sausage. People think something else.
My mind went nowhere then.
Now, Hannah J, before we let you go, I'm going to play a game with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called What's Your Number?
Okay,
we're not going to ask you for your phone number because we already have it. But it's a game where we ask you to pick three random numbers from 1 to 50 and we're going to ask you the random corresponding question. So hit me with three numbers and I'm going to ask you the corresponding question. So go.
Let's go with 14.
14. Okay. What's your earliest childhood memory?
Probably standing up on the outdoor setting, singing All Fired Up by Pat Benatar.
And your mother told you to shut up, Hannah!
No, she was singing along with me, I think.
Encouraging mother.
She is. She's very supportive.
Hit me with another number.
Ooh, let's go with 30.
30. Okay. If you were a fish, how would you feel? I don't know who wrote these questions, but you picked it.
Wet. I don't know. That's, sorry, guys. It's too early for that.
And hit me with the lucky last number.
Let's go with number one.
Number one. Okay. Who would you turn gay for?
Jimmy Sarasvati.
Wow, who said that?
Who? I didn't even hear you.
Did you hear something in the wind?
You know who I'm loving? There's two... girls I'm loving at the moment. Jennifer Lawrence, the actress.
Oh, yes.
And she's hilarious.
She got voted hottest in the Hot Ellen, AfterEllen.com Hot 100 Lesbian Voters Loved Woman. Yeah, anyway.
Oh, really? Oh,
lesbians would vote her in the top.
You've been spending a bit too much attention on this website.
Yeah, absolutely.
she's hilarious. Love her. And also Cara Delevingne, I think that's how you say her name. She's the model of the moment.
Really?
She's from the UK, yeah.
Do her legs go on forever?
Pretty much, okay. Yeah.
I'm in. I don't
know. But she's so cool. That's what I love it. Like, she's so down to earth and she loves, you know, like rock jackets and everything. Not your typical model. So
That's applause worthy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Hannah J, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. Good luck with your Miami tour and your recording.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing your EP when you get back.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
So make sure you check Hannah out at Hannah J Official.
Or Hannah, I was about to, HannahJOfficial.com is the website.
It's all Hannah J.
It's all Hannah J.
So we sort of looked at each other and go, which one are you doing?
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.